Hey mamas, what's up? Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. Mi nombre es Ben. If you couldn't tell, I haven't done my Spanish lessons in over 3 months. Am I still paying for them? Maybe. I'll just say it was an unauthorized purchase. Just kidding. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today's episode is going to be a little different. This is going to be a bunch of little stories about this city that's kind of really cursed called Los Angeles. Also, I'm just realizing I'm wearing a green frog shirt with a green screen. So that is absolutely going to be invisible because I am the king of planning ahead, everybody. I'm really, who's doing it like me? No one. Absolutely no one. I want to talk about LA. I am not the type of person to put like my town's airport code and the plane emoji and then LA in my Instagram bio. I think that is, if you do that, I think you immediately qualify for like the seventh circle of hell. But I want to talk about how weird this city is, how truly weird this is. If you haven't known, I guess I never really mentioned or anything, but I go back and forth between Canada and LA quite a bit. Because like most of my friends are here. And for some freaking godforsaken reason, LA is the entertainment capital of the world. I literally don't know why it's like that, because literally ever since I was a kid, like growing up watching YouTubers, how they were all in LA, there's a Chipotle burp coming up. Just kidding, it was a hiccup. I never understood why everyone just comes here. It's like, is there something special in the dirt or in the water? Like, especially for making YouTube videos, like why do people have to make them here? That makes no sense. You can make a YouTube video from Zimbabwe, the moon, Uranus, any place in the galaxy. If you have internet, you could make and post YouTube videos. And I never really understood it until I got here, but I still don't really understand it. But that's kind of beside, we'll get into that later because it's kind of besides the point. Because as you guys know, this is the I Almost Died podcast. And what is an episode on this podcast without me talking about how I almost died? And I have a lot of stories because this city is not all that safe. It's really been a culture shock for me. Well, okay. I grew up in like suburban Canada, so like the town I was in, like imagine the suburbs, like every house looks the same for just streets and neighborhoods. That's like kind of where I grew up, like no crime, except one time my neighbors did a murder suicide, but I don't want to get into that was kind of crazy. So like from there I moved to like kind of a bigger city in Canada, still nothing crazy because like Canada doesn't have guns and I guess they kind of take care of their people, so that's not kind of the case here. So when I first came to LA, it was like 2019. A record company flew me out. I think I've mentioned this before, maybe on like a live stream or something, but I guess we'll make it known now. The first like time I came to LA, like in my influencer career, using the word influencer makes me kind of gag a little bit, makes a little vomit ball come up my throat. But the first time I came here was when a record company, they emailed me or DM'd me, I can't remember, but they were like, have you ever thought about making music? And I was like, no, absolutely not. I can't sing. I sound like a frog getting microwaved. But what did I tell them?
Yes, music's always been my passion. Music's always been my passion.
And guess who got a free flight to LA? Round trip, baby, me. Work smarter, not harder. I just really spat. So it was the first time I came here, and it was really interesting, to say the least. When you first come to LA, I've noticed, so I've been like a TikToker for almost 3 years now. That's really freaking weird. It feels like a month still, but I noticed like a lot of people's, like all these new TikTokers, like they kind of have this same LA trajectory, let's call it. So when you first come to LA, you have like the people, like just the bare like acquaintances and like maybe friends, like people that you like just barely know. You've known them for like a week. And that's like kind of the people you like stay with. And then like as you spend more time and like come back to LA, you like make more friends and stuff. And like that's eventually how I like ended up with my roommate and now I'm here. But like I'm getting really off track here. My first time that I really noticed that this city was something else, that the city is kind of questionable, a little bit sketchy wetchy. Little poopy whoopy, was I was walking back from the grocery store. I was staying in like South Central LA. It was kind of by USC, University of Southern California. It is not a good neighborhood at all. It was very scary. Like to this day, like I've seen most of LA now, and I think literally this area is probably takes the cake for worst. Maybe ties with where I am right now. So that's really good for me. Anyways, I was walking back from the grocery store because I really wanted Eggo waffles. Now, for most of my social media career, I've been flat broke. I'm just put that out there. I don't want to make anything seem glamorous. Literally from 2018 to the very start of last year, like flat broke. Like I'm talking $200 in my bank account. At any given time. When I went to Bali, flat broke. Like it's really weird how you can have followers. I guess this is like more prevalent back when like TikTok was just starting. People didn't really know what to pay TikTokers or anything, but I literally had no money. It was really bad. I would be like doing like song deals on TikTok. Like people would pay me to use their song for like $50 and I'm like, "Okay, that's dinner, baby." So, I was walking back from the grocery store and like I said, I wanted Eggo waffles. So I bought them. Are they called Eggo waffles? Maybe I have something else. No, they were definitely Eggo waffles. That's like a worldwide thing. That's Mr. Worldwide. That's like a Pitbull waffle. Anyways, I was walking back and, I went by myself. I can't remember why, but I just had like, just my little bag of Eggo waffles. Nothing else. And I noticed there's this guy like kind of walking behind me and I am paranoid when it comes to walking in like two different senses. So like if I'm walking and there's someone in front of me, I get stressed out because I'm like, I don't want them to think that I'm following them or stalking them. But then it's also really awkward passing them. Like I'm sure you guys know the struggle. Like imagine you're walking in the halls or on a sidewalk and there's someone in front of you, but they're walking slow and you're walking fast and you know you're going to pass them and you know it's going to be really freaking awkward. But so that's like the one type of walking I hate. But the other type is when I'm the person in front and there's someone behind me and I can't tell if they're going slow or fast and if they're going to pass me and or if they're trying to kill me. Now, in this case, he was trying to kill me. So I'm walking with my Eggo waffles and I hear like this guy walking behind me. He was like maybe, I want to say 40 years old, around my height, looked a little bit sketchy, but he was walking, like getting closer and closer to me. And then it got to the point where he was walking side by side on the sidewalk with me, like maintaining the same pace. I'm like, so I look over and he's like, "Hey man." I'm like, "Oh, no talk to me. Please, no talk. No talk is required in the not at all. Please leave me alone." But I didn't say that. I was like, "Hi." And I kept walking. And he's like, "Hey man, where are you going?" I'm like, "Oh, this is really how I die. I'm really gonna die with Eggo waffles being my last purchase ever. And I didn't even get to eat them." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm just going home." And it was like kind of like a busy street to kind of like set the scene. It was like it wasn't like some side street or like a residential street. Like there was like definitely people around, but I was still kind of scared because it was like going like into this underpass, like where the freeway is. So I'm like, this is how I die. So I like kind of pick up the pace a little bit, and he picks up the pace too, and I'm like, oh my God. This should have been a red flag for me to just never come back to the city. Anyways, after I said, like, I'm going home, he's like, oh, like, I can take you. Like, how about I take you? I'm like, take me? I'm like, no, thank you. Like, that's okay. That's okay. Like, I'm just going to walk. And he's like, come on, man. Like, let me give you a ride. Let me give you a ride. And I noticed he was, like, looking over to, like, this car that was, like, in front of us. Like, we were coming up on this, on, like, a, not an intersection, but, like, a street that connected to, like, the main road we were walking along. It was like a black car with tinted windows. And I noticed he was like really like looking at that car. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, is this really what's happening? Am I really about to get popped in that car and then never heard from again? So I'm like, no, I really don't want to ride. Thank you though. And he's like, you're being really rude. Why won't you let me give you a ride? I just want to give you a ride. I'm like, so at this point I'm like panicking in my head, and when I start panicking I freeze and I just don't say anything. So I just continued walking for the rest of this encounter, like slowly picking up the pace, and he was saying things like, I can't remember like exactly what he was saying, but he was like, come on man, I'll just give you a ride, it'll be super quick, I'll take you where you want to go, where do you want to go, where do you want to go. Like textbook human trafficking. Like if you googled how to human traffic, that would probably be like what you would say. And so I like pick it up, and by pick it up I mean I start running, and this man stops like following me at this point. I see, I like after like 20 seconds of running I look back and I saw he was like, oh, like just like shrug and like all disappointed, like, oh, I didn't get to capture him and sell his organs. Like, of course that happens to me, like, my first week in LA. Of course. I think that was probably, like, the sketchiest incident I've witnessed in this city. Well, like, happening to me firsthand. I've seen some other stuff, which I'll get into in some other episodes. But, like, I wonder what that man would have, like, done if I got in, or if I was like, okay, I'll get in the car with you, Buster. Give me a ride. What, I definitely would have been chopped up and being like sold for organs. Like, it's crazy. And I never used to, like, I never really understood like how like insane like human trafficking is, like the actual like threat it like faces. And I like, and like, I guess I could never put myself in the shoes. Or in, like, I was never scared is what I'm trying to say after stuttering for 30 seconds there. I could never like picture like that happening to me, and I was never scared because it was something that I'd always hear, like, oh, like if you're a female, like you're obviously like a higher risk for something terrible like that to happen. So like I would always think like, oh, I'm like a male, like I'm fine, like I can walk down the streets whenever. Mind you, this was in broad daylight that this happened, so like literally what. But yeah, it was crazy to witness that firsthand. Like, but I didn't get in the car. I may be dumb, I may be stupid, I may have three little pinto beans rattling around in my brain, and that's like my brain cells, but I didn't get in the car, mamas. And if some man ever says, hey, can I give you a ride so you don't have to haul a bag of Eggo waffles to your house?
Don't do it. It's a bad idea. Don't do it, okay?
Now. We have another few stories. That was like the main one. That was the real front runner, the star of the show. But I have quite a few little tidbits. Little morsels of terror. Oh my God. Oh, the Chipotle hiccups are hitting. Little morsels of terror that we will get into right after this quick break. Watch out.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast, everybody. I just mentioned how I almost got murdered just because I wanted Dago waffles. But now I'm going to tell you about something that happened literally right near my house. Like literally on my street. So this was really scary. Like if something scary happens to me, and I'm, like, out and about, I'm like, okay, like, whatever. At least I can just go home and, like, have, like, my little safe haven. This happened on my street, so I have none of that. And I still think of it to this day every time I, like, cross this block, which is, like, almost every single day, which is really stressful. But anyways, this one time, me and my friend, they were visiting me. And we were going to, I think it was the Melrose Trading Post, which, if you don't know, it's, like, this really big outdoor kind of like, it's like a bunch of little mini thrift stores, and like they've got really good food, not in the thrift stores, but thrift stores, but there's like food trucks and stuff, and it's a fun old time. Like, it's like my favorite thing to do ever. So I was gonna go to that with my friend, and we were waiting for our Uber, and I don't know if y'all, my patience with Uber, ooh, not my screen going dark on my laptop, about to cancel the whole episode. Uber's been really peeving me off recently because, like, for some reason in LA, it takes like an hour to get an Uber. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, Lyft is a little bit better, but still kind of terrible. Like, you'll literally call one, especially at nighttime. Like, if it is past 11 p.m. and you're trying to get an Uber, you got to start walking. Like, you're not gonna get one. It's really, I don't know what's going on. Like, Uber, please. Anyways, we were trying to catch our Uber, and for some reason, like, the pin had, like, bounced to, like, down the block, which is, like, a part of, like, my area that I never really go to. Like, I'm on, like, a fairly busy road, but then, like, there's, like, you can go, like, kind of deep into the neighborhood, and that's where Uber decided to freaking throw my pin for no reason. So the Uber driver was, like, almost there, so I was, like, okay, pal, we gotta go. We have a little bit of a hike, a little 1 minute brief jog to get to our Uber because I'm stupid and the pin didn't go to where I am. So we're like walking over there and there's this car. It was like a beat up. I don't even know. Listen, I don't know anything about cars, but it looks like a drug car. Like, it looked very questionable. There was like a broken window covered in like duct tape. And like, and what do you call those things? A sedan, a Camry? I don't know what the names of cars are or anything. But anyways, it was coming like towards us, like the opposite direction we were going. So it was like coming straight head on to us, and we were on the sidewalk, and it stops in the street. Like, doesn't pull to the side. It just stops in the street, and this man gets out, and he's like, I don't want to scream because I'll mess up the mic. He was like, get over here. I was like, what? Like, you talking to me? Like, I did nothing. I'm walking to my Uber. Like, that's it. Like, and he seemed mad. Like, charged up out of nowhere for no reason. This man was like, get over here.
But I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like it.
And I do a really good job. I mentioned this earlier, but like, when I freeze, I freeze, and I can literally pretend like they're like I heard nothing. So my friend was like freaking out, kind of, because they were kind of spooked by this random man just screaming at us, and they wanted to like go over and check. They were like slowly kind of like walking, like kind of like diverting their path towards this man, and I just kept walking, and I like grabbed their arm. I'm like, like, we're not going and saying hi to our little friend in the Camry. Absolutely not. Bestie, you're coming with me. So the guy was like, what? Can you not hear me? Hey, hey, I'm talking to you, like trying to provoke me and stuff. When I tell y'all, my face stayed completely straight. I was not falling for it at all. At all. So I just kept walking. I was like, mm-mm. And we got in the Uber, and another guy came out of the car just as we were getting in. He was like, hey, man, F you. And the other guy was like, screw you. Like, do you have a hearing problem? Do you know how disrespectful that is? I'll kill you.
What? Like, why?
What? I said nothing. I did nothing. Maybe it was my outfit. I'm sure my outfit was stupid or something. Maybe I was like wearing like an opposite gang color or something. I don't know. But it's like, and like I said, like it, that's like especially scary because it happened on my freaking street. Like, and every time I pass that now, I'm like, oh my God, is that car going to be there? And I've seen that car since then. I'm like, that's really fun. That's really good. Really loving how I'm living in fear now. You know what? Like, this city is like actually insane. Like, there's so many, like, I was so not climatized to it when I first came here. Just the absolute amount of like horrific things. Like, so I have this app that like tells me whenever there's like a police like incident, or like it like scans the police scanner and will like report any incidents or anything. And some of the things I read, y'all, every single restaurant and business that I like go to around me has been robbed at least 2 times since I came here for the first time. Like, Chipotle around me robbed twice in the last few months. 7-Eleven robbed at least 4 times. One time was like an armed robbery. The liquor store, armed robbery. What else? What is near me? KFC, someone got stabbed. Someone got stabbed in my KFC. In my KFC, someone was stabbed. Why? What? What incident could possibly take place inside a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Los Angeles that you need to stab someone? I really can't like wrap my head around how like how busted this city can be sometimes. But for some reason, this is the YouTube capital and the entertainment capital of the world. And you know what? Admittedly, there are nice places in LA where pretty much none of this happens. Like, you go to Beverly Hills, very polished, very clean, very squeaky clean. Calabasas, it's like suburban. You're not going to find any of this kind of stuff. I live in not a good area. I live in not a good area. It's very questionable where I live, so I see a lot of this, and I'd like to read you, like, some things. Like, I'm gonna randomly open the Citizen app and read you the first five headlines. 42 minutes ago, Gucci bracelet and cash taken at gunpoint. And that's especially funny to me how they start with Gucci bracelet, because you know they weren't just like, oh man, they took my bracelet at gunpoint. No, they specified. They were like, it was my Gucci bracelet. Not my Forever 21 bracelet, not my Shein bracelet, my Gucci bracelet. They took it from me. Okay, next. 3 hours ago, report of 9 men armed with guns. What? Like, what? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, 9. Nuevo. Like, that's actually insane. That's actually insane. I don't know what I would do in that situation. Police searching for suspect 15 minutes ago. Oh my gosh, maybe I should go look for them. I ain't got nothing else to do tonight. Multiple pull vehicle collision. You know what? The roads are a different story. That's going to be a whole episode in the future. I've had some close calls and some Ubers and other vehicles in this city. 1 hour ago, large outdoor fire. This is a really fun video. Just a whole sidewalk on fire. That's fun. 7 hours ago, apartment fire, whole apartment's on fire. There's a lot of fires here, which I noticed, which makes kind of sense because it's like dry. So if like something's going to light, it's going to light, baby. But like literally the next one, 4 hours ago, trash fire. Oh my gosh, that's like, One hour ago, firefighter activity. Yup. 3 hours ago, report of man armed with gun. So, like, literally, what, 50 minutes ago? Oh my gosh, this is close to me. So fun. Report of man firing shots. And, guys, I'm not even joking. Like, I know there's that meme of, like every white girl in her like suburban like gated community like hearing fireworks like, oh my gosh, was that a gunshot on her close story? I hear gunshots every week, and I'm not kidding. I literally hear gunshots every week. And okay, I know I'm doing a ton of complaining right now, and you're probably thinking like, why are you there then? Like, go somewhere else. And that is a very valid point. It's a very valid point, which I don't have the answer to. Like, ew, the sound of my tongue just made it was really gross. But, like, nothing really bad has ever happened to me yet. Like, it's not like the amount of violence is enough to make me move, even though it's definitely nothing that I'd ever imagined before. But it's still kind of crazy. So, like, for example, okay, this will be the last kind of story from personal experience of the night. And this happened a week ago, literally a week ago. So my roommate, he was at a, I don't know where he was like in Malibu or something. And he's a dog, Monty. I'm sure you've seen him in my videos and stuff. But like, I needed to take Monty out because he really had to pee. He was like getting up on my leg. He was like,
Monty needs a pee-pee.
So I'm like, okay, Monty, let's go. Let's go relieve yourself. Come with me. It's okay, baby. So I take him out to like the grass in the front. And I hear pop, 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 pop. And then some screams. So it's like pop, 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 pop,
ah, 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 stop.
Pop, 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 pop. And Monty's taking his sweet time to pee. And I'm standing out here in my pajamas. And literally down the street, I am hearing these noises. And I'm like, okay, Monty, come on now. Like, I'm using my calm voice because I don't want to freak him out or anything. Like, but he did hear the gunshots. So he was hiding behind a bush instead of coming to me. I'm like, Monty, Monty. Monty, please come towards me. Please come inside. And he's like, not budging. And at this point, I'm like, nope. So I pick him up and I run inside. And he is like not done peeing. And he's also scared. So there's like pee going all down my shirt. I'm like, So as I'm running inside, I like see like 4 police cars go past me. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, I am brown. I am a little bit of a person of color, so that could go over well. So I just booked it into the house and I closed the garage. And I'm like, Monty, you silly goose. You're really testing me. So I checked Citizen that night. Yes, it was indeed a full shootout. And I think someone got shot. So, America is a place, indeed, a very interesting place that I never thought I would ever be in long enough to encounter this much craziness. I'm sure I will have many more stories of LA in the future because it's literally something every week at this point, but thank you so much for listening to this episode or watching if you're watching on the YouTube channel, if you want to see the video version of this, and if you're watching the video version of this and you want to listen to it, it's also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, baby. Thank you to my producer Daniel for editing this. Sorry it's so late. I appreciate you. Me being behind on schedule as always. But if you guys want to send me your own near-death experiences, you can tweet me using the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast. And also my Twitter is @BenOfTheWeek. Go follow me, babies. And I will see you guys next week with a brand new... Y'all, I don't know what they put in that Chipotle quesadilla, but it's making me hiccup like no tomorrow. I will see you guys next week, next Wednesday. Go follow me on YouTube. That's youtube.com/BenOfTheWeek. If you listen to this podcast but don't follow me on YouTube, that would be so interesting to me. I really don't know how that could happen. So anyways, I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care. Stay safe. Get vaccinated. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.